there. He also does auto reviews for us. And we've got Jim with us right now on the line. How you doing, Jim?
Good morning.
Morning. All right. So were you impressed by the 350 sedan 4MATIC?
You know, I was. I thought I would be less impressed by it because, I like the E-Class. The 2011, this is actually the model year that's out now. It's a brand new one. And I didn't think it looked as nice as the last one. I thought the last one was a little more elegant looking. This one is, I guess, a little more angular. But it's also, I suppose, a little more sporty. And it's growing on me quickly. Not like a fungus or anything. I like it better now than I did even a couple of weeks ago. Very nice car. Lots of room inside of it. It's a Mercedes-Benz, so it's classy. It's comfortable, performs well. The E350, that means it has a 3.5-liter V6 engine in it, as opposed to the E550, which has a 5.5-liter V8. So this is the smaller of the two engines. 268 horsepower, 258 pound-feet of torque.
That's still
which
really good.
Is adequate. I don't think it's huge, but it's adequate. It moves it along well. I didn't have any trouble, getting up to traffic speeds or passing people.
Right.
And of course, the 4MATIC means that it's permanent all-wheel drive, which is nice to have in the winter if you're into that sort of thing. Also, a 7-speed, they call it a 7G-tronic automatic transmission, so lots of gears. The more gears they're getting on the automatic transmissions these days is really nice because it lets the engine will work better. And of course, it also has the paddles on the steering console, which give you, if nothing else, a feeling of sportiness. It's not really a sporty car, but it's a very, very nice car.
With the 7 gears, does that help with gas mileage?
It's supposed to help with gas mileage. Also, the engines are going these days towards direct fuel injections, which also ups the power as well as upping the gas mileage. So the two work together to combine to that. Yeah, the faster you can get up through the gears, the lower your revs, and all things being equal, that will mean the engine doesn't work as hard, so it doesn't burn as much gas.
Haven't had a chance to drive the paddles, but can you use them at any time? You just arbitrarily change your gear?
You can. Now, it depends on the paddles. Again, some of the more sporty versions, when you start using the paddles, it's just like using a manual transmission. I mean, it waits for you. It'll go right up to the red line before it shifts. I didn't find that with this particular one, but some cars they do, like the dual clutch in the Porsches, that acts just like a manual transmission. This one is, it gives you more control. I mean, it's nice if you want to use engine braking, if you're going down a hill or something, you don't want to ride your brakes, you just, flip the paddle, go down a couple of gears, and the engine holds you into place. It gives you more control. It's that adds a little bit of fun to the process too.
So who's going to A, like this car, and B, what's the price tag on it?
Well, the price tag, the E350 4MATIC starts at around $63,000, and I think they're aiming it more at the person who would also buy a BMW 5 Series, but maybe wants to concentrate a little bit more on the luxury than the actual sport. So somebody who's not as much into the actual drive, but still wants to have a quality vehicle that is pleasant to drive and is probably going to last forever.
Cool.
Sounds and like for $63,000, it should.
Yeah, that's right. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Jim's also been checking out the E-Class E550 Cabriolet, and we'll get his review on that in just a moment. It's Live 88.5 and the startup and live traffic now with Amal Wahab.
And this traffic update is for
We already talked about the E350 sedan 4MATIC. Now the E550 Cabriolet, what's different about this one?
It actually feels like a completely different car, even though they're both Mercedes E-Classes. The Cabriolet, for one thing, it is definitely a 2+2. You're not going to get three people in the back seat, no matter how much you try. There is no center spot. They've got a little console going through the back there. And it's not a really roomy back seat like the sedan has, which is really not surprising, I guess, considering you have to stow the roof somewhere.
Right.
But what they've got that's really neat about this car is the convertible top. It comes with what they call the air cap automatic draft stop plus air scarf. These are their new trademarked symbols. The air cap automatic draft stop is a little, on an airplane, if you're flying in a commercial airline, you'll see before it takes off, the leading edge of the wing will have the little flaps come up.
Right, yeah.
And that's what this does. Over top of the windshield, there's this little leading edge flap that raises up to divert the wind from, from the tops of your heads and from the people in the back seat.
Right.
It's really kind of neat. What also is kind of neat about this is the air scarf. What that is, is actual heating vents that are in the seat backs between the headrest and the actual back of the seat. So you press a little button on the dashboard, you're cruising along, you don't have to have the roof down for this, I don't think, but it's designed for when the roof is down. It's blowing warm air out of the back of your neck. Wow. My wife loved that.
That's pretty cool. So this is the E550. That means it's 5.5 liters. How much horsepower, how much torque on this thing?
That one is 382 horsepower,
wow.
And the difference is really quite nice. Now, the torque on that is 391 pound-feet. And yeah, the difference between that and the 350 is day and night. This car really moves nicely, and it has the most gorgeous little blah, 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 burble from the V8. It's just, it's really nice.
All right, what's the price tag on that little baby?
The V6 version starts at $68,000. The V8 version starts at $77,500. It's a lot of money, but you are getting a lot of car for that. And this one actually has a proper gear shift in it, as opposed to the sedan, which has this funny electronic thing on this on the steering console.
So, which one would you buy then, Jim? Which would you choose between the 350 sedan or the 550 cabriolet?
Boy, you know, that's a tough one. I mean, there's so many things to like about both cars. I mean, I'm not a real convertible guy, although I liked driving the cabriolet a lot better than I like driving the sedan. On the other hand, too, the sedan has a beautiful sunroof and the back seat has a big glass panel on top of it. So, yeah, if I could get a combination of the two, I don't know. I think I'd probably end up buying the cabriolet, though, you know, just because it's so much more fun to drive.
Well, it sounds like it. Thanks again for your time, Jim. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.